Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Star 94.1, this is Jen and Friends. And you know, you can get comfortable in your relationship, and that's a good thing. You can fully be yourself, and you don't have to be made up. But then you can get a little bit too comfortable. And I think that was the realization I had. I've been married for almost 9 years now. My husband, Grant, and I feel like are really happy and doing really good, but we're both pretty comfortable. And I walked by the mirror the other night before going to bed, and I was in the ugliest pajamas. And I caught myself in the mirror and thought, I wouldn't even be attracted to me right now.
Has Grant said anything?
He's not said a word about my PJs, but I think I need to up my game in that department because I've just gotten cozy, right? You got those long cotton pants, but you've had them for so long. There's a few holes here and there, and then like you're wearing the big baggy cotton T-shirts or whatever because you're just cozy and comfy, and I get that. But also at this stage of the game in my marriage, like I want to keep things really fresh and fun, and I want to keep our relationship super important and at the forefront of our life. We got little kids. We have daughters that are 6 and 3. So we're crazy busy all the time. We both work full time. So there's not a ton of space for each other. But I know that in order to make all the rest of those things work, our marriage has to work. So I was like just taking a look in the mirror like, wow, I really got to donate these and get moving and move on to some nicer and cuter PJs. So I was talking with this yesterday with Curtis and Mark, and I was like, you know, I think I really need to up my game. And Curtis, you issued me a pretty significant challenge.
Yes, to get rid of the Bugs Bunny onesie that you wear to bed from the Christmas story. I give you a 30-day challenge to wear something a little bit more alluring. The thing is, you know how you feel when you put that little black dress on that fits you perfectly and shapes to your body, and it's a confidence builder, and you feel good about yourself. So the thing is, you need to wear something that gives you a little bit more confidence when you go to bed.
Yeah, I think a little bit more confidence and like something that makes you feel good is going to give off a different energy.
Yes.
Let's just say.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
A different vibe.
Yes.
I know it's early. We got little ones listening. So it's going to give you a different energy.
Right.
And that's like no matter whether like how you feel about your own body, right? Mm-hmm. Like, even if you're not super happy where you are, right? Like, we've all had kids. Like, you know, hey, body changes, and it's not going to go back ever again.
I'm saying that magic pill's not going to take me back to 25.
Just, you know, you got to get used to that. But, you know, you still can love your body and, like, love the skin that you're in. And I think I like this challenge. So, Curtis, you said 30 days, right?
30 days is all I ask, and watch how everything changes.
I think it's such a good idea. And I was thinking about this yesterday. And last night, I was going to put on the PJs.
And?
Last night was, yesterday was day one. You said it had to be day one.
Thank you.
So I went to go put on the comfy Target pants, you know, that are cute. They have a floral pattern on them and they're adorable, but they're not what you were talking about.
You cannot wear Rose Petal Place pants to bed, Jen.
So the goal is to wear.
So I put them on. And then I took them back off again.
Thank you.
Because the goal should be not to wear pajamas that you could go get the mail in.
Exactly.
Yes,
that's
exactly
what it is.
You can't go get the mail in them. So I switched it up, and they were, like, silkier. And I almost thought about taking a picture to show you, Curtis, that I was doing it. And then that felt weird and creepy.
But it's me. It's you know.
I know. It's you. But I still felt like I should give him, like, proof that I'm, like, really trying. I'm really doing this. And so I went to bed, and I was, like, you know, reading my book like I do every night before bed. And my husband crawls in, and he's, like, I thought didn't notice. Like, I thought he really was not paying attention at all. So I was kind of walking around the room, like, picking up things I didn't really need to pick up. But just like, kind of like,
oh, a dust bunny. Let's pick this up.
I didn't want to tell him, but I just wanted to see if he would notice.
Look over here.
You know? And so he snuggles into bed, and he snuggles over, and he's, like, telling me goodnight. And he's like, thanks for the pretty pajamas.
Oh, wow.
Right before bed. good. It was like
great
a little thank
job,
you.
Job, Jen Hobby.
There was a little extra snuggling when the alarm went off this morning. So that was good, right?
You're welcome. Nice.
Day
You're welcome.
One.
Day one.
Is off to a good start.
Yep.
Here's the challenge.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure what I'm going to wear tonight because I was digging through the pajama drawer and I think I have to throw it all out. Like, I really might need to do a little, like, Maxinista trip to TJ Maxx or something and get some cuter stuff. Or something. Like, I'm going to have to dig around because the supplies are limited in this department.
Reach in the back of your drawer. Because yeah. you know you have them, Jen Hobby. The same ones you use to lure him in.
Yes.
I'm sure they're in there somewhere. It's just that you
are.
Put your comfortable ones in the top drawer.
You still have that one pair that still has a tag on them. That you bought them, special occasion.
Right. Every woman does.
Yep. You're right. Okay. Head and hands, got it. And I have heard from a lot of our friends listening that they thought, hey, this is kind of a good idea. So if you want to get on board with this, Mark, you coined the name of it yesterday while we were talking about it. What's it called?
The 30-Day Pretty PJ. Dang it. The 30-Day Pretty PJ Challenge.
Okay, so 30 days of Pretty PJs.
30 days
if you want to join
PJs.
Me in this, just shoot me a message. We will come together. I don't know how we're going to prove it because taking pictures of it is weird. But if you want to join me, 30 days of Pretty PJs, it starts now.
Jen and friends on Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.